Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again or wherever that you're at by listening by the way of radio. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're reaching the world for Christ, so we want to say that we're glad that you're tuned in listening. So if you want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us and reaching the whole world for Christ. So that's 310-742-1759. So just to call in, and our subject tonight is overcoming. You know, the Christian people have got something to overcome. We've got to overcome the world if we want to make heaven our home. So call in tonight on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us. So we've got a couple of call-ins. So 770, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Lord, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Glad you called in there. Hold on just a second. Let me see who this other one is, and we'll get you started there.
All right.
706, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Freda Litchfield in Thompson, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Glad that you called in there, sister. So we'll just get to you there in a little bit there. Hang in there with us. We appreciate all of our call in. So, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For the opportunity to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just want to greet everybody, and we thank all of you for tuning in and listening. Amen. Tonight, and what God's going to do. Tonight, we are talking about overcoming the world, and that gives us a triumph. It means to have a victory. Amen. And so tonight, I'm going to come out of Revelation chapter 12, and I want to approach to you about a place of overcoming. And the Bible says, it talks about there in beginning in verse 1 of Revelation chapter 12, it talks about a wonder in heaven, a great wonder in heaven. It's a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head is a crown of 12 stars. And I want you to know tonight that crown of 12 stars that was upon her, those crowns, amen, were Stephanos crowns. In other words, they were crowns of victory. So this woman already has a victory. Tonight, believers already have the victory. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, amen. If we have a faith in Jesus Christ, amen. But before tonight that we can have a faith in Jesus Christ, we must know that we must have a hearing of the word. We must hear the voice of the Lord. We must know, amen, that faith comes by hearing, in Romans chapter 10, amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God tonight is our sword for our faith in overcoming. The word of God, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone of those that are believers tonight. And maybe you don't know him, amen, and maybe you don't know about this cornerstone. Maybe you don't know about this one, the overcomer. But let me begin to declare unto you out of Revelation chapter 12. Here this woman, the Bible says that she was with child, and she cried and travailing in birth. In other words, she was getting ready to birth something into her life and pain to be delivered. Amen. She was at term. She was ready to deliver something in her life, ready to deliver a child in her life, ready to birth something. And tonight, church, we have to be ready to birth something in our lives. Amen. That's something new. You know, the Bible declares that whosoever comes unto Christ, all things become new. There's a new, amen, things that are coming. Amen. As Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, comes into our life, And the Bible says that, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, a miraculous sign, and beheld a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. But these crowns were just diadems. These were just regular crowns. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight you have the victory. Amen. But we need to know, amen, that the Bible says in Revelation 12 and 4 that his tail grew a third part of the stars of heaven, cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. This red dragon that stood before her, amen. Amen. There were those that were enticed by the tail. Amen. There were those that were enticed by the tail that reached into the heaven. Amen. Many, amen. The Bible says that the third of the stars, amen, those that had shone, amen, brightly and brilliantly, amen, was deceived, amen, and taken and drew in, amen, by this tail. You know, the Bible speaks of, I believe it's in Daniel chapter 8, it talks about, amen, a great he-goat, amen, and had a notable horn, amen. The Bible
amen.
Speaks of, amen, that notable horn that the Scriptures teaches, amen, that it reached into the heavens, amen. Hallelujah. And we find in Daniel chapter 8, it speaks, amen, that, amen, it talks about that in verse 8, it says, therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, for it came up 4 notable ones toward the 4 winds of the heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great towards the south and towards the east and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven. So this horn, just like the tail, amen, of the great red dragon, reached under the heavens, and it cast down some of the hosts and other stars to the ground and stepped upon them. And he said, yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down, amen, and a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. In other words, by rebellion, amen, amen, he had come against the daily sacrifice and cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Hear this notable horn, amen. The Scripture teaches that in the original, that vision was a part of Greece, but you have to understand tonight, amen, that this notable horn, amen, drew the host of heaven, amen, and this tail, amen, was enticing and drew a third part of the stars, amen, and as this dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered a child. You know, the Bible speaks in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary has a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. This dragon was ready to devour, amen, the child of the woman. You need to know tonight that the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that when they come, there's an enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Amen. Hallelujah. And it was the desire of the serpent. It was the desire of the dragon to devour. He is as a roaring lion. But the Bible says in that verse 9, it says, resist steadfast unto faith. Amen. The writings of Peter at that time was speaking about taking the oversight of the flock. And you need to know tonight that of the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is sheep, amen, that outside that sheep walking to and fro is an adversary, is as a roaring lion, is this dragon, is this ego, is this devil, is this Satan, this hostile opponent, amen, outside the flock. But you need to know tonight that the chief shepherd will appear, and he'll make you more than conquerors. You know, the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 8 that we are more than conquerors through him tonight. Tonight you are more than an overcomer tonight. You are more, you have more than a victory tonight. We
amen.
Need to know, amen, that seemingly at this time, when you look at it, amen, the things were seemingly coming apart. And prophetically underneath the sound of my voice, there are many of you tonight that seemingly, amen, it seems like the heavens are just falling down around about you, that the heaven is past. But I'm here to tell you tonight
that you have the victory tonight in Jesus. I'm here to tell you tonight that you're an overcomer. Amen. And I'm going to tell you how tonight. Amen. You have the victory already. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1, just as that he makes us kings and priests. Amen. We are priests as Christ was after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. It's an unchangeable priesthood. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a different order. We walk a different step, a different way. Amen. Christ is the way. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. And here in Revelations, amen, we find, amen, hallelujah. In verse 5 it says, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. We need to know tonight that the Bible declares that to those that overcome, there were seven churches, and I'm not going to cover all of them, but I do want to cover there, amen, and just witness, amen, this scripture that I just read you, for the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, amen, he was talking to the church, amen, at Thyatira, and he said to them that overcome, amen, in verse 26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Amen. This is the gift of the Lord. This is the power of Christ that is speaking about. Amen. And the Bible says, he shall rule them with a rod of iron. In other words, this rod is something, amen, that iron represents a strength. He'll rule with a rod of iron, but this rod is not something that, amen, that will beat you upon the back. This is a rod of chastisement by the word of God that will lovingly, gently, amen. David said in Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. The strength of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight will cover you tonight and make you an overcomer. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the vessels of the potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. You have to understand, amen, that those with amen, that he will rule over, amen, hallelujah, will be as vessels, amen, of the potter that will be broken, and he will receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Tonight, amen, God is giving the bright and morning star. He's giving the first light to them that overcome to the end. And the Bible says, amen, verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God. Back there in verse 5 it says, and the child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Amen. Just like the Apostle Paul was in the book of Corinthians, amen, when he was caught up, amen, in 2 Corinthians 12 and 2, he said he was caught up into the third heaven. Tonight, church, we need to get caught up under the throne room of God. You need to allow the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to allow God the Father to catch you up, to bring you up into the throne room. The Bible says that we may boldly come to the throne of grace. Amen. No matter what you're going through tonight, and no matter if the stars are falling out of the sky tonight, you are more than conquerors and you are overcomers, because there's one coming, amen, who shall rule the rod of iron, who shall break the vessels, amen, as a potter, amen, in the shivers, amen, hallelujah, and God will give you the victory tonight. And the Bible says, amen, again, the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared for God, hallelujah, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, 1,260 days, at a period of 3.5 years. You need to know, amen, that the Bible says, amen, talking when the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 2 and verse 13, talks about that the angel of the Lord appeared unto them and warned them to go into Egypt because there was one seeking his life. Amen, tonight, amen, amen, from the very time that the Lord Jesus Christ was born, that this child was born, the Bible says that, hallelujah, he said, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared, talking about the wise men, talking about the Magi, would have been warned of God not to go back, because they had come and wanted to know where the king of the Jews was. And Herod was there, and he believed that he was the king of the Jews. But you need to know tonight that all through his life, even when he hung on the cross, Pilate had to write, "Here is the king of the Jews." Amen. They even tried to change the writing. But from the very beginning, not only was he the king of the Jews, but he's king and king and Lord of lords. And the Bible said, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." From the very time, amen, amen, there was ways and means that this great dragon, amen, this devil, this Satan, tried to destroy the seed, tried to destroy this child, tried to devour this child, amen, through Herod, through all kinds of things, amen, hallelujah. But tonight, I'm talking about an overcoming king. I'm talking about a king that will reign, that is reigning forever. I'm talking about a king that is sitting on the throne tonight. Hallelujah. He's sitting in the throne just like it says he was caught up to God and to his throne. And the Bible says that there is a place prepared of God for this woman. You need to know tonight that for those of you that are overcomers, the Bible says in Exodus, hallelujah, Exodus chapter 13, I believe it is, somewhere around there, amen, Exodus 35, I believe it is, Exodus 35, verse 21, it talks about Moses, the deliverer, amen, and the leader of those who had been in captivity, and he brought them out, hallelujah, and he brought them out. God began to speak to him and said, "Moses, there's a place by me," in verse 21 of Exodus 35, and he said, "I'm going to put you in the cliffs of the rock and show you my glory." You need to know tonight, those of you, amen, that have been on the backside of the desert, those of you that have been working, and amen, and working, amen, and trying to bring out and bring a great deliverance, you need to know that there's a place, amen, of overcoming, and God's getting ready to show you his program. Amen. God showed this woman, amen, when the dragon was coming after her, he gave her a divine place of provision, amen, and fed her, just like he feeds the sparrows, amen. Not one sparrow falls to the ground, amen, that your heavenly Father doesn't know. And tonight you need to know that you're much more than a sparrow tonight. You are much more, because we know a God. We know this one called Jesus, who the Bible says in John chapter 15, "Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend." Amen. He had the power because he was life. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 24, I believe somewhere around verse 15, the Bible says, "Amen, choose ye this day whom you shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." You know, tonight, through many states and through many cities, there are, amen, mayor contests and governor contests, amen, and it's calling for people to make a choice. But tonight we can choose. He said, "I sit before thee life and death, therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live." We have a choice tonight, and we can choose to be overcoming tonight. We have a choice tonight. We can choose to be more than conquerors tonight. And the Bible says, amen, and he even talks about Jesus declared in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, he said, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also." Amen. And the God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is preparing a place. We have a place of divine rest, a divine residence tonight, to those that overcome. Amen. Amen. To the end. We need to know tonight, amen, and the Bible says, going on in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought at his angels." This war was in heaven. You know, the Bible teaches us, amen, in the book of Matthew, I believe it is, it talks about, amen, that the kingdom of God suffered violence from John the Baptist until this present day, when John was in prison. And he began to ask, amen, art thou the Christ, or should we look for another. And Jesus began to declare unto him that the poor have the gospel preached to them, the lame do walk, the blind receive their sight. Amen. And he said, go tell John. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know tonight, go tell John that even though you're in prison, some of you tonight might even be in a prison cell. Some of you might be in a captivity. But you need to know tonight, you don't look, need to look for another, because he is the Christ. Hallelujah. When he asked men, amen, he said, who do you men say that I am? And some say you're Elias. Some say you're Jeremy. But he turned to Peter and he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. You are the Messiah. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. You need to know tonight, church, that the Spirit, the Spirit of God, that Heavenly Father, which is a Spirit, the Bible teaches it in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 and 25, that God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And you need to know tonight that as God the Father revealed in the unto Peter, amen, that this was truly the Christ. Amen. He said, and I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Amen. That's the overcomer. Amen. Amen. And he said, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And amen. This war that I'm talking about tonight was in heaven. Michael the prince, amen, fought. He was your prince and fought for you, and his angels, his messengers, God's angels, amen, they fought against the dragon and his angels, his messengers tonight. Hallelujah. We need to know, amen, that the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence taketh it by force. We need to know tonight that war in heaven, we know the source of it was. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, from whence cometh wars, but even and fighting, but even from our own lusts. Amen. And he goes on to declare, he said, you have not because you ask not, because you ask amiss to consume upon your own lusts. We know that the devil, amen, had a desire. We know that in the world, amen, is the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh. But we also know, according to the book writings of John, 1 John, the Bible says, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Eve, when she fell, amen, began to fall in the Garden of Eden. There in Genesis chapter 3, amen, the Bible says that she saw that the tree was good for food. She began to have that the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, and she began to believe that her eyes would be open and she would be as little G-O-D-S, little gods, little pagan gods, amen. And here rose up the pride of life, amen. And the reason was because this war took a turn. But you need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, verse 8, and prevailed not. You need to know that the dragon prevailed not. Neither was a place found anymore in heaven. All of a sudden, amen, Satan, the devil, amen, the slander, the hostile opponent, he had sought to make his throne above the stars of the north. He had sought to prevail, but he couldn't prevail. Hallelujah. And tonight you need to know that your enemy cannot prevail against you. The Bible says, amen, upon this rock, I will build my church, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's that rock that was in the wilderness. It's that rock, amen, that they all drank of. It's that rock, amen, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that you are overcomers, and their place wasn't found, amen, in heaven anymore. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent, that's the serpent that is speaking about in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, called the devil and Satan. That's the hostile opponent which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. He no longer had a place in heaven. He no longer, amen, he tried to take it by force, but Michael and his angels prevailed against him and cast him out of heaven, cast him out. And no longer does he have a place where he once had a place. But you need to know tonight, the woman had a place. Moses has a place, and church tonight, whosoever is underneath the sound of my word has a place, amen. There's a place by Jesus to those of you that overcome. There's a place by Jesus, amen, to sit with him, amen. He said, I will grant to them to overcome, to sit in my throne as I was granted, amen, and sit in my Father's throne tonight. It's been predestinated, amen, for us to sit in our Father's throne together, to sit in heavenly places. It's been predetermined tonight that we would all, as we are buried with Christ, we shall also be raised with Christ, and that we'll be overcomers. What are we overcoming? We're overcoming deceiving and deception. We're overcoming death tonight. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and the last enemy shall reign until he put all his enemies underneath his feet, and the last enemy shall be dead tonight. We need to know tonight what it says in Revelation 12 and 10. He says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength. When did it come? When Satan was cast out. His grace is sufficient. He said in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, when the Apostle Paul was seeking, amen, to be delivered of that thorn in the flesh, he sought for it three times. And God said, my grace is sufficient. For in your weakness, my strength is perfected. Amen. The unmerited favor tonight is enough to make you overcomers tonight. The unmerited favor, the grace of God. The Bible says in Titus, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all man. Every one of you have beheld the grace of God, or will behold the grace of God. Hallelujah. Grace, amen. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We find it later on in that same chapter that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld, amen, as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This was the grace, amen, of
amen.
God, Lord Jesus Christ. This was the truth of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now has come the kingdom of God. Amen. We need to know tonight, the Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 22 and 21, it talks about the kingdom of God. Now has come the kingdom of God, but you need to know tonight that the kingdom of God comes without observation. The kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is within you tonight, church. There's a kingdom that is within the believers tonight that you overcome. Amen. The kingdom of heaven was at hand. Amen. But the kingdom of God is within you tonight. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost tonight. As the Spirit of God comes down on the inside, what did he tell to the disciples? He told them in Luke chapter 24, somewhere around verse 49. He said, tarry ye here, and you be endued with power from upon high, that in power will cause you, amen. He said, wait for the promise. Amen. And you know what? That promise is still for you tonight. The Bible says that those that had crucified Christ in Acts chapter 2, they come and he said, surely let know the whole house of Israel that this Jesus whom you crucified by his name and in the power of his name, amen, hallelujah, do these men, amen, have been baptized in the Holy Ghost as it came out of the upper room, these different ones, amen, and all the Jews that had come from all there at the Feast of Pentecost, upon them was poured out the Spirit. This is that which Joel spoke of in the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 2, that I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. You need to know tonight that that work is still going on, that the Lord Jesus Christ
amen.
Is sending Comforter in his name. The Father will give you the Comforter tonight. The Father will give you the promise tonight. All you got to do is receive, and he'll make you more than an overcomer tonight. You need to know, and he will empower you. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. There's an empowerment tonight. He said, now has come the power of his Christ. What kind of power is he giving there in Revelation 12 and 10? He's the power, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, that he will give you power against unclean spirits and to heal sickness and disease. Amen. He'll give you a power to witness. He'll give you a power. The Bible says all power in heaven and earth in Matthew chapter 28. Amen. And 18, I believe it is. He said all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. He said, go ye into all the world. That's what we're doing here tonight. We're going into all the world by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now has come, amen, the kingdom of God. It's on the inside of believers, empowered by his spirit. Amen. It doesn't come with observation. You don't stand around and look for it. It doesn't come through. You can't look through a telescope or a microscope, amen, amen, to find this coming. But it's down on the inside of you tonight. And you've been given the keys, and Christ has come, and Satan's been cast out, amen, unto the earth, for the accuser of our brethren, amen, is cast
amen.
Down, which accused them before our God day and night. He was the accuser. He was the slanderer. But let me give you a scripture tonight. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54, I believe it is, verse 17, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this judgment is me, the righteousness is of me. We need to know tonight, amen, the scriptures teach us, amen, that there's nothing that can come against you. No weapon tonight. You need to know, amen, that that tongue is an unruly evil. That's what it says in James chapter 3 and set on fire. But even when the tongue begins to wag, God's going to silence the tongue. He's going to shut the mouth. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, he shut the mouth. He quenched the violence. Church, tonight,
amen,
we are overcomers. Now it's come that when Satan was cast out and cast down into the earth, amen, hallelujah, we need to know tonight, amen, that it was time for heaven to rejoice. He accused, he was the accuser day and night of our brethren. You need to know tonight, I believe it's in Matthew 12, I think it's somewhere around verse 46, amen, to 50, it talks about, amen, that talking to Jesus, and they said, without is your mother and your brethren. Amen. And they said, they want to speak to you. And Jesus answered to them. He said, that he that doeth the will of my Father, the same is my mother. He pointed to his disciples and he said, see them? He said, he that doeth the will of my Father, the same is my mother and my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that the brethren, amen, was those of the same family, those of the same belief, those of the same faith. And Satan stood just like he did before Job in Job chapter 1, verse 9. Amen. We need to know that he came to and fro and he began to accuse Job and he began to accuse him. Amen. In the valley of Eli, when David came into the battle, amen, and when he came there, he accused David. He said, no, his own brothers came to him and said, well, now what have I done? They accuse him, but you need to know tonight, amen, that he was come there, and God made him an overcomer against, amen, the uncircumcised Philistine. You need to know tonight how he overcome them. And the Bible says in verse 11, and they overcame him. They overcame the accuser. They overcame the slanderer. They overcame the deceiver. They overcame the devil. They overcame the dragon. By the blood of the Lamb, when the blood of the Lamb, amen, the Passover Lamb, amen, when that blood was shed, you need to know tonight that you're not redeemed with silver and gold tonight, but you're redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb, amen, of God tonight. You need to know, amen, that it's not defiled, cannot be corrupted, amen, that the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, amen, to your heart tonight, and when it's applied, that death shall pass over you. You are an overcomer tonight. How did you overcome it? First of all, by the blood of the Lamb. First of all, by the sacrifice of Jesus. First of all, amen, when Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham was told and instructed to take his son Isaac, his only begotten son, amen, amen, by the Spirit of God, and the child of promise, when he come there to the land of Moriah, amen, and was told that he would sacrifice him, amen, they had the fire in the wood, and when they were going to the mount, amen, hallelujah, but Abraham already knew he was an overcomer. He said, I am the last, shall go yonder and come again. He already had a faith. He had already overcome, amen, that because this was a child of promise. And God has spoken to him and said that his seed would be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. He was speaking to a man beyond years. He staggered not at unbelief. Amen. But he was an overcomer. He told Abraham even before he had a child that your seed, your children, shall be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. If you can count them, if you can name them, Abraham, that's where you're. And he died not ever seeing the fulfillment of that promise, but believing he's coming. Church, tonight, maybe you've been made some promises. Maybe you've been given some prophecy. But you need to know tonight you're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. This is your evidence. How much evidence do you have to overcome? How much evidence do you have in your life? Amen. The Bible said, Jeremiah, Baruch came, and Jeremiah come, and they were being taken into captivity. And when they were being taken into captivity, amen, it was his. Amen. There was a field outside. That was a potter's field. It was a field of the field of blood. Later on, amen, we find that was a potter's field. But Jeremiah was in the line, amen. Amen. And the Bible says he brought the purchase. He brought the evidence of the purchase. A part of it had to be sealed. A part of it had to be opened. Let me ask you something tonight. Do you have the evidence of the purchase? The Bible says you're not your own. You're bought with a price. What was that price? Right. It was the blood of the Lamb of God. It was the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how you overcome. Do you have enough evidence? The word of your testimony. When David come in, he had a testimony. What was that testimony? He'd been, amen, keeping the flock. He'd been there, and here comes a lion, and here comes a bear, and God delivered him there. This uncircumcised Philistine, listen to me tonight, church. Those giants that are in your life, they're nothing but uncircumcised, amen. They're nothing but uncircumcised flesh. This is nothing. That giant that stands before you, that mountain that stands before you, he said, I'll make every mountain. Isaiah 40, verse 3, I'll bring down every mountain and every hill. Every valley shall be exalted. Every crooked place shall be made straight. And every rough place shall be made plain. Whatever you're going through, God will make a way of provision for you tonight. And hallelujah. And going on here a little bit further, verse 12, says, everyone rejoice. And they love, let me finish verse 11, and they love not their life unto death. In other words, they laid down their life. Have you laid down your life for Jesus tonight? Have you given him everything? Have you yielded your members unto righteousness? Have you given everything? Amen. No man has left. He didn't tell them in the scriptures to leave their wife or leave their husband or leave. What he said, he was for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. My wife's not here right now. I left her. I'm going back to her. I didn't leave her. We didn't leave our marriage. Our marriage is in jeopardy. But come, we've been called. Amen. She's been called. But she has another job to do right now. And we've been called. Our ministers here tonight, they've been called to preach the gospel. Men and women that preach the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're here to make you that are listening tonight more than conquerors and overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and that you won't you'll lay down your life. It says, verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Now woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he hath but a short time. And the devil was sitting down into the earth, and it was time for the earth to be woe, because he had come. And when he came down on the earth, and he did, amen, he has great wrath. He knows he has a short time. He knows his time is short. And the Bible says, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. He knew all of a sudden the dragon saw that he was no longer in heaven. He was no longer roaring in heaven, but now he was cast into the earth. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. In other words, that represents swiftness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Swiftness. That she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. This woman would take wings as eagles. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, those that serve the Lord. Isaiah 40:31, shall man up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not grow weary, they shall walk and not faint. Hear this woman. Hear this church, hear this bride, here's the representation of Mary, amen, came, and she took wings swiftly, she went to the wilderness, swiftly, God gave her wings, amen, to hide, amen, and amen, to be provided for, amen, from the face of the serpent, and the Bible says, and the serpent cast out of his mouth waters of flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. But you need to know tonight, the Bible says in Isaiah, I believe it's 59, somewhere around 14,
So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Once again, you're overcomer. No matter how many waters come in, no matter when you go through the fire or through the flood, or amen, or through the water, it shall not overcome you. You shall overcome it tonight, church. Hallelujah. There's no situation, there's no circumstance, amen, that you cannot, amen, overcome. Hallelujah. There's no circumstance or situation tonight that God will not make you more than an overcomer. Going on down there a little bit farther, the Bible says, hallelujah, and the earth up the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Amen. When he cast out of his mouth, great waters, great floods. Amen. The earth received the great flood. Amen. It took it in. And you need to know tonight that, amen, that we are, the Bible says, the meek shall inherit the earth. You need to know tonight that as God is moving up on your behalf, hallelujah, and the Bible says, talking about the woman in times and times and a half, in Matthew 2 and 16, says, then here, when he saw that he was mocked and the wise man was extremely wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coast thereof, from 2 years and under, according to the time which he had given to inquire of the wise men. That's the times and the times of the half, the slaughters of the innocent. Amen. Amen. All those children, amen, were slaughtered. Amen. They were the blood of the innocent. But you need to know tonight, amen, as Judas saw, amen, amen, and Pilate saw no cause of death within him. Judas finally realized, even though the devil had entered into his heart, he said, I have betrayed the innocent blood. That Lamb of God was innocent, but it will make you an overcomer tonight. And the Bible says, and the dragon was wroth in the woman, and went to make worlds and remember the sea, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That war moved from heaven, and it came down here on the earth. You're in the midst of that war, but you know what? The battle's not yours. It's the Lord's. And God will overcome you. If you are to put on the armor of God, the Bible says, taking on the helmet of salvation, having a breastplate of righteousness, having your loins girded about with the truth, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having the shield of faith. He said, when you've done all you do in Ephesians chapter 6, stand. Stand against the wiles of the devil. That's the ways of the devil. When you put that shield of faith, having a two-edged sword, which is the word of God, it's quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what it says in Hebrews 4 and 12. And it's discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And then the Bible says, praying with all prayer and watching under perseverance for the saints, that a door of utterance. This is what's happening. I praise the Lord for what he's doing. There's a door of utterance. And right now, right there where you're at, will you be an overcomer tonight? Will you be overcome? Will you overcome by the blood of the Lamb? It's been shed for you. Do you have a testimony tonight? Do you have enough evidence? You've been bought with a price. Do you have the evidence of the purchase? God can give it to you right now. He can give you his spirit. He can pour it out to you right now. All you got to do is receive it. The Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, amen, thou shalt be saved. It's up to you tonight. Make a choice. Like I said before, there are many mayor races and governor races today, and we'll not know the victor until the last vote is counted. But tonight, the tally's already in, and there's only one victor tonight, and his name is Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Appreciate it. Brother John, that's a wonderful word of God there. You know, I was just sitting here in the thinking, listening there. You know, how many, if they was arrested tonight, how many would have enough of evidence of a Christian in them to be evicted? You know, that's something to think about. How much, if they were arrested for being a Christian, if they would have enough evidence to convict them over it. You know, I tell you what, it's something to think about. Thank God tonight that we are made overcomers. By the word of the testimony of the blood of the Lamb, and praise the Lord, hallelujah. I thank God for that. So, Sister Frieda, if you'll hang in there just a minute, we'll let Tim sing a song, then we'll get back to you there.
All right, thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God gives me daily strength to stand in victory. Though the powers of hell may come my way, greater is He in me. I'm singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. For so long I have wandered in this cold, cruel world alone. Heartbreak and my failure was just about all I'd ever known. Then I met God's only Son. Listen to my plea. Now my life has a brand new chapter. Greater is He in me. I'm singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Oh no, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. So go ahead there, Sister Frieda, and obey the Lord.
Well, I want to put in a prayer request, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know we ain't supposed to pray about ourselves, but I've got a need, and I'm going to let y'all know and see what we can do. I'm in need of a vehicle so I can have transportation back and forth and do what the Lord wants me to do. So keep that in prayer, okay?
All right, we sure will. Well, James says we have not because we ask not, so.
I heard him say that earlier. And my friend, she said, when you go on the radio tonight, you need to tell them your need. And so that's why I gave it to you this evening. Yep. All right, I'm going to be coming from Romans 12:21 is where I'm going to start out. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And I was talking to somebody last week, and this person says, I want to do evil. I said, you can't do evil for evil. I said, the Lord says do good. And then another one told me, she says, I pray for this person. I said, you know, when you put good words to what the Lord tells you to do, He's heaping coals of fire on them. And I said, he'll take this matter under control. And now I'm going over to Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, we've been talking at church lately about our body is the temple of the Lord. And when our body is the temple of the Lord, we are supposed to know what goes in there. If it's anything that He tells us not to eat or drink, we shouldn't do it. But some people don't see it that way, but I do. I said, Lord,
amen.
I want to be a vessel for your glory. Do what you want me to. And now I'm going to 1 John. Let me find it. First John 3. I think that's right. No, it ain't. It's 5. Sorry. Well, where'd he go? See how he don't want us to do. Okay, it is 1 John 3. Verse 15 and through 17, I think. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So if you have not seen Jesus and you love him and you don't love your brother, that ain't going to go. You got to love everybody like the Lord tells you to love everybody. If you can't see him, how can you say you love him and you got people here that you see all the time? You got to love God's people.
Amen.
Everybody perceives we love the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brother. You know, if he wouldn't have took our place, we would have had to put our own self up on that cross. But he wanted to do what the Lord told him to do. So he hung up on the cross, and we should give him our praise and honor and glory that he took our place. But we can
Amen.
Go through him, but he can go through us too. But whosoever hath the world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up the bounds of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. You know, we was already predestined. He already knew us before we was even thought of. So we
Amen.
Have to listen to his word. We have to say, Lord, and I pray every morning, Lord, you direct, guide, and direct me on which way to go, what to do. And, you know, when we listen to him and he talks to us, he talks, you just have to be quiet and listen to what he tells you. And then he can give a blessing to somebody else that needs it.
Amen.
All right, let's see. All right, beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence towards God. We got to have confidence to God because he knows everything. If we put it in our hand and we make the wrong choice, we're going to have the circumstances to go back and have to do it. If we turn it over to the Lord's going to make a way, and he's going to do it the way he wants these fit to do.
Amen.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Back to you, brother. Your way.
Amen. Appreciate that. Praise God. That's a wonderful word of God there. I'm going to let Betty read the prayer request, and we'll take them to the Lord and pray over them and just believe God for them. You know, the word does say, let our needs be made known, you know. And so a lot of time people says, well, I've got an unspoken. You know, I don't know about them unspoken, because God's word don't say anything about no unspoken. It says to let your needs be made known unto God.
Right.
So
right.
I appreciate whenever anybody let their needs be made known. That way I know what to pray for. So I'm going to let Betty go ahead and read these prayer requests.
I just want to praise the Lord for meeting the need for us this week. We got Antonio. This is Brother Tony that comes on with us. This is his uncle. They found him the other day laying down, and he's paralyzed now. His name is Antonio. And his aunt, Louisa, has cancer, and his mother was hospitalized yesterday, so remember Tony tonight. And remember his mother and all the family. Martha and Roy Sexton needs healing. Fred Brannon and Keith Green, they have cancer. They need a miracle. Edith Hampton, we talked to her today. She's the one that had the 23-pound cancer tumor on her stomach that was removed. She said she's doing a lot better, so thank God for that. Just continue to pray for her. Pray for her husband, Clint. And remember Debbie Samples tonight, and let's remember Eddie Bolton and his son Ezekiel, and Paul Fritz. He's got real bad infection in his lungs. Let's remember the Kevin Miller family tonight and all those that need to be saved. The Batchelder family has lost their loved ones, so remember them. Bobby Center family, let's remember them. They've lost a loved one last week. Let's remember Frida, that God will give her the vehicle that she needs.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Brother John, you got any prayer requests?
Yeah, I've got a few. Need to remember David Gresham. Now, he's a minister that we've known for several years and needs to touch the Lord. Need to remember Kay Russo has cancer. We need to remember Mickey Gordy. He's in the hospital with heart problems. There's a lady by the name of Susan that had having ear problems, and the same lady, her mother has Alzheimer's. We have one of the sisters in our church, a sister Cheryl, who has a diabetic sore in her foot, and she got some other problems. She needs a, there's a man by the name of Carl that needs a touch from the Lord. Man by the name of Richard needs a touch from the Lord. There's a lady by the name of Janet. These are just general. One by the name of Sean. One by the name of Candy with a K. There's one with a lady in a hospital in Indiana with a bowel obstruction that needs to be prayed for. And so they're just many. We just need to continue to pray that more and more of an outreach for this broadcast, that we'll just be able to reach more people for the Lord Jesus Christ, more people be saved, filled with baptism and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Just continue to, I just want to praise the Lord for the many things that he is doing, the prayers he is answering, and just praise him for that he is overcomer and he is making us overcomer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just, yes, remember that, and pray for the outreach of this radio broadcast. That brother up in West Virginia is going to play us through his radio station, and so his radio station will pick up extra 5,000 people there, so just praise God for that. So I see that we've got another call in there. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Green here in Springboro, Ohio, and we're on our way to church, but we just called in to listen into the program.
Okay, praise the Lord. You got any prayer requests you want to be, you want to make known there, Brother Green?
Yeah. Hi, Brother Yearwood, it's Sister Green. Pray for Janine Ward. Her mother had a massive heart attack today. It was fatal, and it's devastating to the family, and they're in need of a lot of prayer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Is that all?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. We got loved ones that need to be saved. Pray for them also.
All right. We sure will. Okay, Brother John? Just go ahead and lead us off there in the word of prayer there then. We'll take all these needs to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
Lord,
you see this.
Come before you right now.
God,
I just ask you, Lord, that you will reach down, God. Lord, that you would not touch them, and Father, that you will just move, Father. Lord, let us stand in the gap, God. Lord, make us a head, Father. Lord, let us stand in the gap. Now, need, God, of each and every one out there, Lord, in the radio land. Father, that you would touch them, God, and Lord, that you would heal them, God, them that lost, God, that's on their way to the devil's hell. Without any hope, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will reach down. Hallelujah. God, that you will just save them, Father. Lord, just touch them, God, move for them, Lord. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it all, God. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
the world that God, Lord, will Father, see them, and Lord, it's important, Father, Lord, these infections, Lord, just move on these guys, move out of authority of your word, Lord, just Lord, I ask this in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Green?
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say there?
I'll just say a few
things. There tonight. That's what we're speaking on. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I'm glad tonight that I'm an overcomer. I'm glad that Christ is the one that gave me the victory at Calvary 2,000 years ago, that when he died on that cross, he defeated the devil for me and you. He took our sins to that cross, and he paid the price that we could never pay. And he is going to receive us one day into glory when this life is over. We're going to have a new home. We'll have a new body. We'll never grow old. We'll never die. There's a lot of people that's passing off the scene right now at this time that we're living in. And if the Lord tarries, our turn will be just down the road somewhere. But I thank God that we're saved tonight by grace through faith, and we have power over the enemy. We have a power over the devil, and he don't lead us around. He don't tell us what to do. But we're free indeed tonight. We're free because of Calvary. We're free not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And I just thank God tonight. You know, the Bible says there, I believe it's Revelation 12, that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto the death. You know, I believe there's going to be a great persecution someday against the saints of God. And, you know, we read that in the Bible, how the Antichrist is going to make war against the saints. And I tell you, you know, we believe in a rapture. We believe Jesus is coming again, and he's going to catch away the bride of Christ, and we're leaving this world. But we don't know when he's coming. We don't know the day nor the hour. And we don't know exactly what all's going to happen before that day comes. But I tell you, whether he comes before the mark of the beast or whether he comes after, I tell you, we've still got victory. And I don't fall out with people on what they believe. If they believe the Bible's the word of God and they really seek it and, you know, they try to find out what it's trying to say, and that's what we're doing today. We're growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord. But I'm so glad that I made the Lord my habitation, and I made him my refuge. And, you know, he's a rock in a weary land, the Bible says. You know, the devil might roar against you. I was thinking, you know, that lion roared against Samson one day. But, you know, Samson took that lion and tore him apart. And I tell you, the devil is no match for a child of God. I tell you, when we're on... when we're on good ground and we're standing fast in the Spirit of God and we've got the anointing. Now, I tell you, the devil may war and he may fight, but I tell you, we're going to win. We're winners, praise God, and we're overcomers. I thank God that he gave me the victory. I thank God that, you know, I can't read my Bible right now because we're on the road. It's dark here in the car, but I tell you, couldn't read it if I had light. But I tell you, I've got the light of the gospel. I've got salvation in my soul. And you know, the devil knows our name tonight. He knows who we are. And, you know, he may try to launch an attack against us, but we're still overcomers. You know, there's some of the saints of God are sick and fighting battles. But he never said we'd never be sick, but he did tell us that he'd heal all our diseases. There's not anything out there tonight that God can't heal. If we can just get the faith, and we can touch the hem of his garment by faith, if we can touch him tonight, we can be healed. And I tell you, if you're lost tonight, you can be saved. The same A faith that it takes to bring healing is the same faith that it takes to be saved. You must call on the name of Jesus, and there's power in that wonderful name. There's power to heal the sick. There's power to put the devil to flight. And I'm so glad tonight that he gave us a measure of faith. And he's, Bible said he dealt every man the measure of faith. When we got saved, he gave us a measure of faith. And, you know, there's people out there that have no faith and seem like they have no faith in God, and they don't have faith in the government. They don't have no faith in a lot of things. But we need to have our faith in God. You know, Jesus
Amen.
Said in Mark 11:22, faith in God. And that's where I put my trust, and I put my faith in him. I know if everything else fails, he'll still be there. He'll be there when the world's on fire. He'll be there when the job's gone and when people walk off and leave you. The Lord will still be there. He'll still be your helper. He'll be your keeper. I was thinking of Psalms 91 today before the broadcast. I turned over there. I got to read a little bit of it. But I ran out of time there. We had to get ready for church. But I tell you, I made the Lord my habitation. He's my refuge and my strength. And he's a present help in the time of trouble. And because of all of that, I can overcome. And not only can I overcome, but I am already an overcomer. I can't, you know, we can't say, well, I'm trying to overcome. No, God has already made us an overcomer. But there
Amen.
Is certain things we must overcome. If we're trapped and, you know, by something, overtaken in a fault or something like that, then we've got to wrestle with the devil. And we've got to get the victory, just like Jacob wrestled with the angel. And he wrestled with that angel till the break of day. And, you know, finally he got the blessing, and that's what we have to do as children of God. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. But our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I tell you, we have victory. But we've got to keep a positive attitude. We've got to keep confessing with our mouth that I've got victory, that I can do this, that I can overcome this thing, whatever it is that's coming against people. You know, whatever it is that's coming against me, I've got to war against it. I've got to fight against it. I've got to take the whole armor of God to be able to stand. And the Bible said, having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, with your loins girt about with truth. You know, we got to get in the Bible and find out what the Bible says. And if God gave us a promise, then we got to confess that promise, and we've got to embrace that promise, and we'll see it come to pass if we'll keep the faith. You know, Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God, but he kept the faith, and he fought a good fight. You know, Paul finished his course one day. He said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. You know, the devil fought against Paul. You know, the Bible says there was a messenger of Satan to buffet him and warred against him, you know. And we're buffeted as children of God, but we cannot let down. And we've got to keep our armor on. We've got to keep ourselves ready. Ready for battle, because we don't know when we're going to face another giant, you know. Praise God. And I'm glad tonight that I've got the giant killer on my side, and I've got the Father and the Son, and I got the Holy Ghost on my side. And, oh, glory to God, I know that I'm a winner if I keep my faith in Christ, if I don't let down, if I don't quit and throw in the towel. You know, we're contending earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. And I tell you, we might not preach like Peter, and we might not pray like Paul or preach like Paul, but I tell you, we can be an overcomer tonight. We can fight the good fight and take hold upon eternal life and take a firm hold upon it and not let it go. Praise God. I want to hear him say, well done, when it's all over. when the battle's over, you know, I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. And I'm so glad he's prepared a place for us, that where he is, we're going to go one day if we keep the faith and if we stand in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And if we're not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, if we don't sit down and go back into the world, I tell you, we've got victory, Brother Yearwood. I'm so glad tonight that I'm saved by grace through faith, that I'm claiming my position in God. I'm claiming my salvation, and I thank the Lord for it tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord. Does Sister Joanne have anything to say?
She's right here. You got it.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I'm so glad tonight that I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And you know, he's so good. And I'm holding on. I got saved in 1993. You know, I never won't say that it's always been a bed of roses and I've had trials and troubles. But, you know, he said that a lot of people, they quote that scripture about how he won't put no more on you than you can bear, but it actually talks about if you're tempted more than you can bear, that he would make a way of escape. And you know, and every time that we're tried and trialed and tested and we're put through the fire, that we're supposed to come through as an overcomer, as a as pure as gold, praise the Lord. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a church that is watching and making herself ready without spot or blemish and without ring. Praise God. He's looking for an overcomer tonight. And when he looks at me and you, he looks at the blood of the Lamb. As long as we don't sin and we keep the faith, he makes us an overcomer. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Pharaoh, and he was after the Moses and the Israelites, and how they come up against the Red Sea, and when your back is against the wall and you've done all you can do, he said to just stand, and God told Moses to stretch out his arm with the rod and the sea parted. And I tell you, he'll part your Red Sea tonight. He'll make a way of escape for you like he did Moses and the Israelites. Hallelujah. God is so good. And Miriam went over that sea on dry land, and so did the children of God. They went over on dry land, and Miriam got to the other side, and she said, let's play our tambourines, and oh, we can rejoice when we come through a trial, and we've been in the valley so long. You know, it's good to be in the valley, praise God, because it showed, lets God show up, praise the Lord, and make you an overcomer, so that he can have all the glory, because he won't share his glory with no man. You all pray for us. We're about to the church, and we're in revival with Brother Donald Tapio, and he's from Hazard, Kentucky, and I tell you, he's a great man of God. And we'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate the wonderful word there that you've brought to us. So we're going to let Tim come and sing a song now. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with him as he sings.
There's good news and there's bad news, so where shall I begin? But I know that the good news is always at the end. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. We hear it said so often that God has a plan. we easily forget, and sometimes our hearts are gripped with fear. So we're looking for the good news to replace the bad we've heard. So if you have a moment, let me tell you what I've learned. That the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate that song. I want to say that I appreciate everybody that's called in here tonight and had a part of it. So, Brother John, just hang in there, and we'll get you back on here again in a few minutes to obey the Lord. So anybody want to call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on here with us worldwide, reaching the world for Christ. We are speaking tonight on being an overcomer. You know, God's Word tells us that we can overcome it because He overcome it. So I want to look tonight in St. John, starting out in 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, praise God. I thank God tonight Jesus is telling us here that we're going to have tribulations. You know, as Brother Green was mentioned there a while ago, and Brother John had brought out, and I think Sister Frieda brought it out. You know, there's going to be things come up on us. There's going to be things come at us. But, you know, we just need to stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Praise God that Jesus said that He overcome it and that we can overcome it. You know, as long as we're in this world, we're going to have tribulations. We're going to have problems, but, you know, praise God, in Him we can have peace. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know that in the Lord Jesus Christ we can have peace. Let's look into Romans, the 12th chapter, and this, in verse 17 and go through 21. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peacefully with all men. You know, praise God. I tell you what, God is telling us here to live peaceable with all men. And, you know, praise God, I'm glad tonight that we don't overcome evil with evil, but we overcome evil with good. I tell you what, you know, whenever people tries to come against us and people tries to hurt us, we still got to show them the love of God. That's the way that you can overcome evil. Praise God. Let's go on just a little bit further before I get ahead of myself. In verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give peace and place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You know, praise God. We don't need to try. You know, a lot of times people says, you know, whenever they do something to you bad, then you're supposed to do it unto them. But praise God, we're not supposed to do evil. We've got to come, if we want to overcome it, we got to overcome it with the good. I tell you what, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. Verse 20, therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. You know, praise God. I want to say right there, I want to stop there just for a minute. One time several years ago, I've told this, I think, before on the radio. But one time several years ago, I had a man to go around and tell a bunch of stuff on me that wasn't true. But one night I met up with him afterwards, and I took and I told him, I put my arm around his neck. I told him, I said, brother, I want to tell you one thing. I said, you know that you went off and you told lies. You told everything on me. And I said, but I want you to know one thing. It don't never get too cold. It won't never get too hot. And it won't never get too late in the night. If you ever need anything done, I said, don't you go and get nobody else until you come and talk to me. I said, I want to be the one to help you. And the man stood there and cried like a whipped baby because I didn't fuss with him. I didn't jump on his case. I just told him what he'd done. And I said, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I've got the love of God in my heart. And you know that man, he stood there, as I said a while ago, he stood there and cried. He never told another thing on me, but he went on to be with the Lord. And the Lord told us that the vengeance is his, and he shall repay. And you know, I tell you what, I don't know how that man left. I never seen him, I don't think, after that. I don't know how he left his life, how he faced God, but I want him to hope and pray that he made everything right with God. And that's the way God's people are supposed to be. Whenever you do something, if somebody does something to you, you've got to show the love of God in your heart. Whenever you're doing that, you're heating the coals of fire up on their head. They will be standing and weeping and crying because God's love, my friend, is a whole lot better than the devil's enemy. Praise God. The devil, he'll try to cause you, he'll cause you to want to go and to stir up more trouble. But praise God, I'm glad that I've got peace in the Lord. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that the God's children, they're made overcomers because they have the love of God in their heart. How they let it shine out. My friend, we let the love of God shine out. Then we are made overcomers of the Lord. We're made overcomers, praise God, because we will obey God. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 21, still in Romans 12th chapter. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. See, that's what I was just saying. Praise God, we got to overcome of the evil with good. And I'm glad tonight that we can, hallelujah, when the devil's fighting you, I just look up to God and give him the praise and the glory and the honor for it all, hallelujah. Let's look into 1 John, the 5th chapter and verse 4 there in verse 5. It says, for whosoever, or for whatsoever, is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can overcome the world with faith. And verse 5, it says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to believe. I'm glad tonight to know that it's not no hard deal for me to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that I can look up and that I can say, Jesus, you are the Son of God. I don't have no problem of believing that because I've read it in his word. I believe every word from Genesis to Revelation. I may not understand it, but I believe it. Hallelujah. And that's the way we've got to be if we want to make heaven our home. We've got to feel that free of that spirit, hallelujah, in our lives. And I'm so thankful tonight that we can have that free spirit, that we are made overcomers by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. Let's look right here in Revelation 2 and verse 7. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You know, praise God, I was thinking whenever I was studying on this here, God said that we would, he'd get us to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. I was thinking, you know, Adam and Eve, God told them not to eat of the midst of the middle of the tree in the midst of the garden. But praise God, if they would just have waited and not believed the serpent, they could have been able to eat of it later on. But my friend, they eat of it and they got yourself in trouble. But God is telling us here, if we will overcome the world, praise God, he will get us to eat. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. That sounds good to me. Hallelujah. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To them that overcometh, to him that overcometh, will I get to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. If they would have overcome Satan, if they would have just said, no, Satan, I'm not going to eat of it because God said if I eat of it, then I will surely die. Praise God. But, you know, the devil twisted things around, and he said, didn't God say it, that you would surely die? But he said, no, you won't. He said that you will just become as little gods. You'll know good from evil. My friend, and whenever he done it, then they died from the garden. They were drove out of the garden. God come and drove them out. But they could have been overcomers if they would have refused. And that's the way we are tonight. My friend, we got to overcome the devil's world. We got to overcome the things that the devil try to get us to do, what he tries to tempt us with, we've got to overcome it. Hallelujah. I'm so glad tonight that we are an overcomer through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look in Revelation 2:10-11. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulations 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, if we'll just be faithful, God said that he'd give us a crown of life. You know, the devil, he's on his job, my friend. He's trying his best to get people to turn things around. He's trying his best to get people to honor him. You know, he even told Jesus there in one place. He said, he took him up into the phones of the high pistol and told him, said, if you'll just honor me, if you'll just worship me, he said, I'll give you all of this. But Jesus told him that it is written that man cannot worship no other thing but God. And, you know, paraphrasing it a little bit there, my friend, and that's the way we are tonight. We cannot worship the devil. We've got to worship God if we want to make heaven our home, if we want to go and overcome this world and the things of this world. We've got to look to Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I'm so thankful tonight to know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 11, still in Revelation 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that them that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death because, my friend, God has took care of it. Jesus, he done went down there. He done took the keys from the death, from the devil, and he done delivered us from all of them problems. I thank God tonight that we don't have to worry about having any problems with the second death if we're overcomers of the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God. I'm glad tonight that we are an overcomer because we look unto the Alpha and the Finisher of our faith. Let's look into Revelation 12, verse 10 and verse 11. And I have heard a voice, loud voice, saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. You know, praise God, I believe Brother John done brought this out a while ago about the devil accusing us day and night before our God. But, you know, praise God, I like to think, you know, just like Job over there, the devil accused him. The devil come up before God And whenever the children come up to worship God, and the Lord looked out there and seen him, he said, Satan, where have thou been? He said, going through and fro through the earth, seeking who may devour. And God asked him, said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yeah, but haven't thou built a hedge up around him that I can't get to him? And I like to think tonight, praise God, that the devil, before he can ever bother me or you, he's got to get permission from God. And as Sister Green was saying there a while ago, the devil, praise God, whenever he has to come and get permission from God, God's word says that he wouldn't put no more on us than we can bear. And praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that the devil, he can't do nothing to me because God has got his hand up on me. And as long as I look to him, the author and the finisher of my faith, he's going to watch over me. He's going to take care of me. Oh, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that we are an overcomer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's look into verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life until the end, the death. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, tonight, my friend, God is looking for people that will love him, plumb on up unto death. Hallelujah. The word tells us over there in another passage of Scripture, them that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, if we'll hang in there and we'll just continue with their faith, we're going to be overcomers. We're going to make heaven our home despite of every devil in hell. He can't keep us out. He would like to, but he can't, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's look into 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 55 through 57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight, hallelujah, that we got victory in Jesus. It's not in the grave, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look in 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that we've got victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll just hang in there with him, we're going to conquer everything that the devil has to offer. We're made overcomers, as I read there a minute ago, by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into Romans of the 8th chapter and verse 8, I mean 8th chapter and verse 31 and through 39. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. You know, I'm glad tonight to know that God is for me, and who can be against me? Oh, praise God, I tell you what, the devil, he would like to harm us, but praise God, he can't do nothing if we'll just hang in there with the Lord. He's going to give us strength, and we're going to be overcomers. Praise God. Look into of verse 32, it says, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. He's going to give us all things, my friend. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, praise God, that's the word of God there tonight, and I praise God for all that. You know, I just thank God that we don't have to worry about anything coming and separating us between the love of God, because we have the presence of God operating in our life, and praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that in him is the hope of glory, and in him is the Christ. We'll just overcome the world by looking through him. Jesus, when he looks down here, he looks at us, and he sees us. Praise God. He sees his blood that's been applied to us, and we are, praise God, able to know that we're overcomers if we just hang in there and believe and just hang in there and trust him. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight for everything that's been said, for everything that's been done here on the broadcast. I praise God for it, and I'm going to praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to let Tim sing us a song here, Sister Frieda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you got anything there in a few minutes after he sings a song that you want to bring out there? Just go ahead.
I just got a prayer request. We got
one of our ladies and the family member was in an accident not too long ago, and she's having a lot of back problems. So let's remember her and her son. Her name is Marcy and Alex. So that's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and pray for them right now then. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, you see Marcy and you see Alex. Father, we just bring them to you right now, Lord, that you touch them. Lord, that you set them free. Lord, that you deliver them, God. Lord, from the pain, Lord, right now, Father. Lord, we speak healing to that temple, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor right now, Father, for it all, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Tim. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He taught me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He led me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me as I knew him, and all my love. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy dove. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl, keeping my record right, walking both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. To prepare a mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while to linger here below. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world of sorrow. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl, keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm packing up, getting ready to go. I'm packing up, getting ready to go. I'm packing up, getting ready to go. I'm packing up. Getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
I just want to say that we can be overcomers through Christ. And if you don't have that, if you're not overcomers, you can be tonight. All you have to do is ask God to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and you can be an overcomer tonight. So if you need God to come into your life tonight, just ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to take charge over your life and walk in His ways, and then you can be an overcomer.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. You know, that's all we got to do, just ask the Lord to come into our life, you know. Praise God. I'm glad that one day that I asked the Lord to come into my life, and I've tried my best since then to be an obedience to God. You know, I tell you what, that's what it takes, is us just being an obedience, a willing vessel to obey God. You know, that's, if we're not obedient to the Lord and don't listen to His voice, then we're in trouble, because, you know, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and strangers they'll not follow." And, you know, and if we're following Jesus, praise God, we're overcomers, because He overcome this world, and we can be an overcomer by following Him. Praise God. 765, come down and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Lloyd, it's Brother Kevin. I'm from Kokomo, Indiana. I'm just sitting here thinking about y'all, and I thought I'd call in and just to see how things are going.
Praise the Lord. Well, things are going great, brother. We're speaking tonight on overcoming of the world, and, you know, that's what it takes, is just being a overcomer to make the heaven our home.
That's right. Praise the Lord on that. Yes, you're right. That's what this. That we need is more of the word out there, brother. And I appreciate this radio broadcast. And I haven't got to be able to come on there, but I'm glad I am tonight.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We're glad that you're in there tonight with us, our brother. You got anything you want to say or any prayer request? We're speaking, as I said, there on overcoming the world.
Yes.
So
yes. Yes, I've been
about 8 minutes, sir.
Okay, brother. I'm obeying the Lord. I just wanted to call in and tell you, and so we appreciate you guys and the prayer, and I appreciate this radio broadcast, because we need more of this, brother, and in this world. And all over the world, we need more of the Lord, because the way this world's going, and it's fulfilling the Bible,
amen,
brother. But
sure.
I wanted to say we really appreciate you guys, and we're uplifting you guys in the prayer, and just being encouraged to you guys, and we appreciate you guys.
Amen. We sure do appreciate you there too, brother. You got any prayer requests you want to make known?
Yeah, well, I got a dear cousin of ours that's up here in Indiana. She called the other day, or actually texted me, and I've been in contact with her for a while. And she is very depressed, and the enemy's attacking her. And I want you to uplift her. Her name's Candy, and there's several unspoken I got tonight, and there's several very serious unspoken, and different things, and I appreciate you guys praying and everything. So that's what I'm saying, and I'm glad the broadcast is going, and I'm glad that what it's about tonight, and we do have the world in the turmoil and all that, but we know who's in control, brother.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. We know if Jesus got it all under control, we just have to lean on Him and trust Him and believe Him because He overcome the world. And if we're Christ-like, then we're going to be able to overcome the world. That's what it
Amen
takes.
On that.
You know, the word
yes
Christian, that means to be Christ-like. And if we're Christ-like, then we're going to overcome it, because He overcome it. And He said, that we could overcome it because he overcame it. So I'm thankful tonight, praise God, that we have the opportunity through Jesus Christ to overcome any kind of an obstacle that might bounce up in front of us. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know that I can go and lean on his everlasting arm. You know, praise God, don't have
yes.
to worry about leaning on man, but lean on Jesus, and praise God, we'll be overcomers. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Yes.
Sister Frieda, you got anything else you'd like to say?
That's it, Brother Yearwood.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for
praise
my miracle.
Amen.
Yes, we're believing with you, sister.
We're believing with
I
you. There.
I felt good about it today. I was telling one of the members from the church, me and her talk all the time, and I said, you know, I'm at peace with it. I said, but I got, the Lord said, he talks to me, and I said, I got a feeling, I know where that car's coming from, but I want to see it in my driveway, and whatever
Amen.
The else he wants me to have, I'm going to get it too. There's
Amen.
A way. There's a way. If he can do what he did for y'all a couple weeks ago, he can do it for me too.
Well, he met another need again this week.
He met another this week, sister. Praise God. I tell
I
you what, God is just, he just, well, you know, oh, glory, hallelujah, praise God. He told us, you know, that if we would pay our tithes and things like that, that he would rebuke
That's right.
the virus. All
yes,
from
he
us.
Will.
And, you know, yeah. praise God, if we just be obedient to him, then he's
he
obligated
is.
To be obedient to
he
us.
Is.
And that's all we got to do, just be obedient to the Lord, and he
yeah.
will see us through. He will come through for us. I called him to talk to him about this other bill this week, and praise God, the man said, well, I said, just never mind. So we're just going to wipe it off. Just going
to
forget
oh,
it.
You need to.
And so...
Thank you. Yeah.
I tell you, God has been so good to us. He's just been wiping the bills out and wiping them off and cleaning the slate. It's God. I
mm-hmm.
mean, that's all it is. It's just plain out yeah. God.
Yep. And we know that if God can do it for us, he can do it for you, Frieda. So just give God the praise that it's on its way.
I do.
Amen.
I do.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got about 3 minutes left, so let's just go to the Lord in prayer again and pray for these needs that Brother Kevin has given us and all these other requests here that we've turned in here earlier tonight. So God's able to take care of every one of them. So we'll just believe him. You know, he said when we pray and whatever we desire, when we pray and if we doubt not, we shall receive it. So we're
Amen.
Believing God's going to move on these requests and these needs.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father,
God, in
Lord,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
come
we come
Father,
before you right
name.
Now. God, we praise you,
what
Lord, for these
done, for
requests, Lord, and
do.
What you've done
it's
already
it's
for
it.
Us. And, Lord, we're asking you, God, that you're going to touch us, God, that this car, Father, is going to come in for free. Lord, that
you
send it in, God, with free, God. Lord, with no payments at all. And, Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will touch Father, Brother Kevin, Lord, that you touch him. Lord, touch his family, Lord. Touch each and every need, God, that he give out, Father. Lord, God, just meet every need, God, just on this prayer request. And, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it all, God, in Jesus' holy
name.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise
God. Thank
you, Father. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor.
Jesus,
we all said, amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, they're saying that we got 90 seconds, so we'll just go ahead and get off. And God bless you. We love you and appreciate you all calling in tonight. So we'll do it again there next Tuesday.
Praise the Lord, right. Yes.
Brother and Sister
Lord.
Green has a broadcast on Friday night, too, from 10 until 12. So, call in, get on. there with them, they'd appreciate it. So God bless you. And so we're down in our seconds now, so we'll just say good night to everybody.
God bless.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.